This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, cosmonaut, also rockets, floating saunas, and gyms. They're all on the way in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Here at Bob and Tom Television, we found 20 very gullible, money-grubbing women and told them that they have a chance to meet and marry a guy who recently inherited $50 million. Forget Joe Millionaire. It's Chick Millionaire. Yes, you won't want to miss a second as Chick gets to know the women and slowly begins the weeding out process to determine which woman shares his interests.
Okay, I'm going to put on this diaper. I want you to smack my behind and tell me no, 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 and then suckle me until I drift off to sleep.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess you don't have to do it if you don't want to. $50 million.
Okay, sounds fun. Sounds fun.
Each week, Chick will eliminate one of the finalists until only one woman remains. Who will it be?
Today, I'm going to lay flat on the couch, and each of you will have the opportunity to massage my feet while I watch the Redskins game. Then I'd like you to clean my house while wearing nothing but a new pair of Nikes.
That's a little weird.
Really? Well, I'm so sorry you feel that way. Hey, come here a second. Let me get a closer look at your body.
Well, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for one of those little pop-up timers because you are done.
Don't miss all of the excitement, all of the tears. Don't miss Chick Millionaire. Only on Bob and Tom Television.
To hell with the women. It's that old British butler that's making me hot.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And that brings us to
Stupid World
Record. This isn't a stupid world record. This is cool.
A Russian cosmonaut has set the new record for the most time spent in space. What's wrong with this story?
It's a Russian cosmonaut?
It's a Russian cosmonaut.
Okay.
This doesn't count in America.
Please take me home.
I'm so sick.
Tired.
I am sick of space.
I hate space.
My back hurts.
Russia.
My back is shredded.
Russia's space agency, Roscosmos. Is that right? R-O-S. Yeah. Cosmos.
You say it right or you're dead.
Roscosmos.
I was on cover of Roscosmopolitan.
You were?
Yes.
Oh. Oleg Kononenko has now spent more than 878 days and 12 hours in space. You can't tell me.
How many?
878 days, 12 hours. You can't tell me this has changed his entire physiology.
He can't walk.
He's not going to be able to walk for
how many trips to the space station?
59-year-old surpasses Russian state news. I fly into space to do what I love, not to set records.
Yes.
I've dreamt of and aspired to become a cosmonaut since I was a child. He's made five journeys to the International Space... station.
My bones are pudding now.
Yeah.
Yes. You ever see my wife's picture? You'd go to space too.
Yes. Ugh. Keep me up here if she is still living.
Should
be. A real Bowser.
Face looked like gorilla's ass.
Good
it's
Lord.
Real bad.
Hope she's waiting in line for toilet paper. That's what I hope.
Do they still have that waiting in line for stuff over there?
We have terrible toilet paper on ISS.
Use it to sand my new boat.
My ass is redder than Gorbachev's head.
When I say I need some space, I need to go to outer space. Did I mention my wife? Ugly.
Take my wife, please.
I told her to go somewhere she's never been before. How about the kitchen?
My wife said she wanted to be seen in something long and flowing. I threw her in river.
That actually leads to a story in the news.
A river story?
I have 15 more minutes of comedy.
Police in Washington State say a Cold War era rocket was discovered in the garage of a deceased resident. Bellevue police said an Air Force museum in Dayton, Ohio.
The Air Force
Museum. Right, Pat, probably. reported an offer to donate a military-grade rocket, which a neighbor said had been purchased at an estate sale.
Huh.
Officers responded to the home where bomb squad members found a Douglas AIR-2 Genie.
Who's estate sale? Oliver North?
No joke. An unguided air-to-air rocket designed to carry a 1.5 some kind of nuclear warhead.
Kiloton.
Yeah. Police said there was no warhead attached, thankfully.
Yeah, that's badass.
And there was no rocket fuel, essentially meaning the item was an artifact with no explosive hazard. They added because the item was inert and the military did not request it back, police left the item with the neighbor to be restored for display in a museum.
Wow.
Why would a guy want that in his garage?
Pretty badass. Hey, you want to see my rocket?
Yeah.
Hey, I took the nuclear warhead off.
Yeah.
It's in the dining room.
It beats, you want to come see my painting?
Yeah. Man.
I'd do that. You would go see a rocket, wouldn't you?
I'd be real nervous. If
you'd fall for that?
I would. I'd like to see a rocket, sure.
You want to come see my rocket?
I fell for worse.
Or come see my rocket?
Oh, me too.
Okay, well, now, we also have an interesting story in the world of rescues. I find this absolutely fascinating.
Guests aboard a floating sauna in a Norwegian fjord helped rescue two people whose car plunged into the water. The Norwegian VG newspaper.
Hey, Lou, how you do?
Reported,
I hope your day is going well.
Reported a driver accidentally drove off a dock in Oslo after hitting the accelerator pad when they thought the vehicle was in park.
Well,
the car's two occupants escaped the sinking vehicle and were on the roof of the car as a sauna raft headed toward them. First of all, would you get a sauna raft? That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, that's not interesting.
It kind of reminds
like
me of those
party barge.
Yeah, exactly. But it looks like those bicycles that people have.
Yeah.
Except
sure.
They're in this big floating sauna drifting down the river.
Skipper Nikolai Nordahl threw the sauna into full throttle and managed to reach them just as the car went under. He said with good help from two of the guests who got them up, warmed them up in the sauna, dressed only in towels, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Time for the three-way.
Oh. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
So they're fine.
Did you see the picture?
They're fine. I did not.
Oh, yeah. It's a truck, pickup truck.
It is? What kind?
It's a Fjord F-150.
That's one of my favorite words, fjord.
Fjord.
Like, fjord. Fun to say, isn't it?
Fjord. Fjord.
You have a song, Pat.
Pat, it sounds like...
I once had a sauna. It's a dry heat, better than steam. Naked, sitting on a raft. Welcome aboard, Norwegian fjord. And out of nowhere, a car flew off of the street. It plunged in the water. Was it a ford in the fjord so deep? I threw on a towel, put down my wine, jumped in the brine. Saved a frozen couple from drowning, stiff as a board, Norwegian fjord.
Very nice.
But it looks like fun. Yeah. Flown down the river in a sauna. I wonder if you are you supposed to like jump out of the sauna into the river and then go back? Or?
Probably. You're supposed to do a cold plunge or shower after a sauna.
That's exhilarating.
Weren't we talking about last week? Remember those, for lack of a better term, boxes that had a circle cut in the
sure.
top of them?
You those could, are huge now.
You could stick
what?
Your head
what?
Out.
Oh, my gosh.
They're saunas that you yeah. could climb yeah. right in. Right?
In all the three, in the Three Stooges the movies.
Thing. Yeah.
And then it was always the same thing. There'd be a big fat guy in this thing, and then the Stooges would run by, and one of them would take a broom handle, stick it in there. The guy'd get stuck there. You see steam coming out of his ears. And then they'd run by 10 minutes later, and this little skinny guy would come out.
Very funny. Yeah.
Those are back, huh?
Those are back. They're huge right now. Huh. The saunas and the steam rooms and all of that. Yeah, so.
But, I mean, is it with your head just sticking out?
Yeah, if you want to do one at home and not spend thousands of dollars, you can get those for a couple of hundred.
But can you get out?
Yeah, it zips up. It's like a collapsible
I see.
Type situation.
Oh, okay.
Situation.
Funny.
Yeah.
They're not
I'd
the big steel.
To,
you know, shut like a dryer.
No.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck in there.
Well, this one is a thermal wood mini cube sauna that holds two people.
Well, there's...
That's a bigger
That's a nice
deal.
And nice.
Look
there.
Up the fabric one.
What's that going to set you back?
$5,000.
Yeah.
Let's get one of those.
We
is
should.
Me and you so we could hang out in it,
and we'll charge everybody else like $50.
That's right.
You go to the gym for just a couple $100 a month, maybe.
Yeah, that's
couple
what
hundred.
I do.
What gym are you going to?
Jeez,
oh,
yeah,
all,
no
I take
joke.
All my ladies.
I'm sorry. What is this? What is
a gym?
Yeah, the sauna's at the gym.
Gym.
You want to get in there with a bunch of strangers?
That's what happens every day for me. That's what I do.
A nice, hot, steamy sickle jack.
Do you put the earbuds in? You don't talk to anybody.
Is it unisex?
It is.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's
I
fine,
want it to go back to being.
Do you have a? Do you wear a bathing
naked.
Suit or just have a towel on?
No, it's a bathing suit. It's right by the pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been there. You see it.
Yeah.
But they can reach.
Sports bra and
with you
shorts.
Can reach over and.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's foggy.
You
in
usually
there.
Keep your hands.
Do you talk to people in there?
I don't.
Finger diddle. You know.
Do you wear headphones?
I wear the earbuds. Yeah.
Oh no.
A lot
I
of
talk
people
to
talking
people.
In there.
You could talk to people, Tom. Hmm? You'd like it. You could talk to people.
So, are you married?
Why? No, it's supposed to be a quiet, relaxing
that's what
place.
I say, yeah.
Yes.
Oh. There's a guy at my gym that sets his phone up on the outside of the sauna and has his earbuds in because his phone will get too hot and it'll shut off.
Oh.
And then he just stares at it.
Oh,
the glass.
You should have someone steal it.
Would it be funny if I sat in there in like a full suit and whenever anybody looked at me, I just said, I don't have an iron.
Yes.
You think I'd get a laugh?
That's the Sinatra method, by the way.
This is the sauna in a box, and it's a zip-up cloth. It's $350.
Look at that.
Yep. That's the thing right there, Tom.
Okay, very
that's
good.
What you
very
need
good.
To get.
All right. So, Pat, I want to explore this a little bit more. You don't talk to anybody in the sauna?
I don't, no. I try to last 15 minutes in there, and that's a good day. It's very
Do you
hot.
Scratch at all?
No.
Just scratch
by myself.
Is it one of those that has the rocks and the ladle?
Yeah, on either side. Rock, no ladle. You don't do any of that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Just the hot rocks. Yeah.
The kind that Steve Lawrence had in Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Is
that right?
So is it a dry sauna or a steam?
It's a dry sauna, and they have the steam too. Yeah.
Do you have a sauna hat? I have a sauna.
A sauna hat.
No. Yeah, it's a felt hat to help keep the heat, make you sweat faster.
I wear a hoodie.
It looks ridiculous.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but it's beneficial.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a felt hat.
Can you wear the? Do you have it in your car right now?
No, I don't have it. My car's in my gym bag. It's
okay.
At home.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Do you feel dismissed? Yeah, I know.
Veterinarians in Maryland say they removed a gear shift knob from a snake's stomach.
Oh.
The Second Chance Wildlife Center in Gaithersburg said it was apparent that the rat snake had ingested a foreign object when it was brought in. Staff initially thought it might be a golf ball, which snakes often mistake for fresh chicken eggs. However, when the reptile underwent surgery to remove the object, the vet discovered a gear shift knob in its stomach. It was successfully removed.
What kind of car
removed.
Was it from?
Yeah.
Cobra?
Hey! And the snake is now recovering at the Wildlife Center. It will be returned to the wild in the spring.
Veterinarian called that a knob job, by the way.
How to get the old sink. Knob job.
How about this? This is a Disney movie waiting to happen called Snakes. And there's a nearsighted snake who thinks these are chicken eggs, and they're not. They're all golf balls. And he tries and tries and tries to get a chicken egg. And he doesn't. And then at the end, he finally gets a chicken egg.
All right, sir. Thank you for good. We have other pictures to hear.
Josh, thank you for your pitch.
And through the love of a good female snake.
No, it sounds real cute. So
Josh, this snake ate the shifter knob from now, Josh, your snake was an automatic, right?
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
Okay.
I did not own a
manual.
Manual.
Okay.
How did I know you were a snake owner before you told us? I could just tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? I've got some dirtbag in me, don't I?
Snake owning looking guy.
Police in India have cleared a suspected Chinese spy pigeon after it spent 8 months in a so-called bird lockup.
Wait a minute. A pigeon? An actual pigeon is a spy for the Chinese.
That's what they're saying. According to the Press Trust of India, the pigeon's ordeal began in May when it was captured near a port in Mumbai with two rings tied to its legs carrying words that looked like Chinese. Police suspected it was involved in espionage and took it in.
Wow.
The pigeon was eventually found.
The Chinese, they use balloons, not pigeons. What would the pigeon? Why would they have to secret away something on a pigeon?
Stuff like this happens.
Yeah.
I mean, during World War II, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's true. They used them, right? Carrier pigeons?
Well, sure. Carrier pigeons were,
they carried things.
Did you know the CIA, this is absolutely true, the CIA spent $20 million training a cat to be a spy, and they did all these studies on cats, and they finally picked this cat out, and they did a surgery where they put like this antenna in the spine of the cat and a listening device in its ear surgically so that it could go into this room and listen in and then take back the recordings.
Gosh.
And so the day they were going to test this cat, this van pulls up. They have two guys sitting on a bench, and the cat's supposed to go up, listen to the guys and record them, and then go back to the van. Well, they pull up. They open the door of the van. Cat runs out. $20 million immediately hit by a car.
That's a true story?
Yes, a true story.
That's hilarious.
Really?
Yes. Our CIA spent $20 million training a spy cat.
No, that's our tax dollars at work.
Why would the cat walk up to the bench?
They had trained it through. They trained it to go up to certain areas and certain people and stuff.
But they
didn't park on the right side of the street.
Couldn't they flash your park?
Exactly. They didn't think to drop it off on the side of the street that the bench was on.
This pigeon was eventually found to be an open water racing bird from Taiwan that escaped and made its way to India. It has now since been released back into the wild.
I doubt it.
Yeah,
executed.
This is the chick to go with your idea. This is the first Pixar film featuring waterboarding and torture.
Aww.
Holy.
All right.
That's not my Disney movie about the snakes finding chicken eggs instead of golf balls. What? No.
A Georgia family was driven out of their home by a colony of bats recently. Monica and Isaiah Grant told the Savannah Morning News that they spotted the first bat on the evening of January 18th.
Yes, we saw the first bat.
Yes.
There's a murder in Savannah.
And like everyone, used a blank to scoot the bat outside.
A broom.
I'm going to say a fine broom of some sort.
How about a tennis racket?
Tennis racket.
Where?
Well, we don't play tennis in Savannah.
It's a pickleball.
It's too hot.
Within a few days, they encountered several more bats, including one instance when a friend came running out of the bathroom with their pants down and screaming.
Man.
Situation developed into a full-fledged infestation.
And her full bush was on display. Right there for everyone. Good Lord, I screamed.
The couple
put that away.
Two small children moved to a hotel and began rabies treatments.
Your pubic shrub is visible.
God.
Then I said, you bear it, we'll all share it. A witticism that did not go unnoticed. Thank you.
They have also started a GoFundMe campaign to raise enough money to cover the treatments as well as hotel bills.
They'd have rabies shots?
Yes, a pest control technician.
Oh, yes, a filthy woman. You'd have to have rabies shots to be exposed to that bush.
Told them that in the 43 years they'd been in business, they'd never seen that many bats living in a space. Wow.
I wonder what kind of superpowers the kids are going to get.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, true.
Bit my bat, yeah.
That's awful. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
I've had bats in a place before.
Oh, I've had bats in my house,
not that many.
Getting a bat out of the garage, you take a flashlight.
No, that was the hummingbird.
That's a hummingbird.
Remember?
Oh, yes. Those terrifying hummingbirds.
You got to get them out of your house.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.